This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the region. And on this Friday, we're going to begin our conversation, Michael, with news about layoffs in Fort Smith.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Ream announced on Thursday that they'd lay off up to 100 by January the 11th. Now, they call this a seasonal layoff, but, you know, I've been following Ream for a long time, and they're having a lot of seasonal layoffs lately, so I don't know how much longer they can keep using that term. But they did say in a statement that slow business conditions are forcing them to cut back, and they announced earlier in November the closure of a facility in Minnesota, that they consolidated some of the operations there to a facility in Alabama. So, yes, Alabama. So, you know, they're in their operation, in their system, they're consolidating a lot. And let's just hope, with a little over 1,100, roughly 1,100 people here at the Fort Smith operation, let's hope this does not turn into another whirlpool where it's 50 layoff here, 100 there, 50 there, and next thing you know, there's nobody working there.
The latest statement from Ream did say, don't worry, these 100 layoffs are all we're expecting.
Right, and we got that the last time they had some layoffs. So, you know, I guess after folks in Fort Smith, once you've been through the Whirlpool thing, it's like, and they're not dismissive, they appreciate Whirlpool, but it's, you know, okay, whatever.
Right.
You know, they just... prove it. Don't tell us. Just prove it by staying here.
You mentioned Whirlpool. There was a full-page ad in the Tulsa World this week, Whirlpool touting its commitment to U.S. jobs.
Yes, and, you know, they are Whirlpool has invested in facilities around the country. They have added jobs at new facilities, but overall, they have not created net new jobs in the U.S., so... There were some folks. I had some a person bring this ad to my attention. It ran in the Tulsa World, and they saw the irony in it. And you know, just less than 6 months after shutting down their facility here in Fort Smith and ending 4,500 jobs over a 6-year period, it just struck a lot of folks as being a little too much on Whirlpool's behalf. And Mayor Sanders even said, there was a line in the Whirlpool ad said, we're committed to, you know, to bringing jobs to the U.S., and Mayor Sanders' comment was, except in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And even Governor Beebe weighed in on it. He said, you know, the Whirlpool's commitment to keeping jobs in the U.S. is not the experience that we've seen in Fort Smith. So it's just a little much from Whirlpool.
Arvest, on the other hand, is growing. The Arkansas-based bank going to acquire nearly 30 new Bank of America branches.
Right. You know, Kyle, if we're not careful, we're going to look around one day, and this is that little Arvest thing is going to be a big regional operation. I say that tongue-in-cheek.
Yes,
I hope your listeners know that. It's just the Bank of America, and this is backward. You know, Bank of America is supposed to be the one buying, but Bank of America officials announced several months ago that they're going to look at operations, look at markets that don't make a certain amount or are losing, and they're going to sell those off. And Arvest has picked up some that are in some of their market areas. So it's a good fit for Arvest, helps them capture more market share. They already have close to 13% market share in Arkansas, but this will give them more operations in Missouri and Oklahoma, also in Kansas, I believe. So just a smart move. And I'll be surprised if we don't see more of this. In fact, I've been surprised we haven't seen as much of this from Arvest as we have. So I think, obviously, with Walton behind them, they have some money to sign checks and buy these operations. So don't be surprised when more of these pop up.
Also on thecitywire.com right now is a small business report, and it suggests that small business owners in construction and restaurant business are cautious, if not quite optimistic, about the year ahead.
Well, they are, and it's, you know, it's what we see. I was talking to Kim Souza, the reporter who does this, and I got off the phone with her, and it's almost like we have caution fatigue. You know, we're tired of hearing people say, you know, we're optimistic but cautious. But how can you blame business owners? I mean, at the City Wire, I'm a small business owner, and it is, things are uncertain. I mean, do you add employees? Do you just add part-time? What are my insurance costs going to be? Fortunately, though, a lot of the folks we talked to there in Northwest Arkansas, including Mike and Neil's cafe, they're hanging on. They're doing well. He even said he had higher revenues, they're not expanding. They're not putting investments in, you know, adding new equipment or whatever. It's still a wait and see mode, and we have to hope that these folks in Congress and folks at the White House will get their act together and provide some certainty into the economy.
17 days and counting on that. Nice detail in that story. You mentioned the gentleman who owns Neil's Cafe in Springdale, and he talked about when gas was at its peak, dessert sales went down, more people were ordering water instead of tea or soda. Just those little things that make a difference.
Right. And, you know, I've heard economists talk before that there's this magic between $3.50 and $4 a gallon. That's the range there where, depending on where you are in the country, that's the range where you will see people. You will see this type of thing. And Walmart has even seen that, where they will see at high gas prices, they'll see their label brand, their generic brand, sell more than the private label brands of green beans and whatever. So that was not a surprise to see Mr. Neil talk about people, you know, cutting back on desserts when gas prices are high.
The one small business that seems to have the brightest future is the digital information businesses.
Well, we hope so at the City Wire.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And again, hopefully, I do want to get back to this fiscal cliff. If we can get this fiscal cliff squared away, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm just, it's wishful thinking. But I think we will begin to see a lot of cash come off the sidelines and get reinvested.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, culture, and more. Michael, thank you for your time.
Well, I appreciate it. We only have a few more weeks to do this. This may be the last week now at the Mayan calendar.
Oh, well, yes. Well,
it's been fun, Kyle. I just want to let you know.
Actually,
fun.
A week from today is the day, right?
Yep.
21st?
Yeah.
So we'll have one more, depending on the time.
Call in, right.
Yes.
So I don't know if the Mayans were on Central Time or East Coast Time when they did the calendar, so who knows?
I think it would be Central.
Okay, good.
So we'll talk once more at least.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.